Hello and welcome to the weekly news review from Bloomberg New Energy Finance. I'm Vandana Gomber, editor, South Asia. This week, I'll be looking at how Chinese companies are getting acquisitive in Europe. Chinese companies are ripe and ready for large-scale overseas acquisitions in clean energy. That is the message which came out of the mainland in the last week of December and the early days of this year. After agreeing to pay 2.69 billion euros for a 21.35% stake in Europe's largest utility, Energias de Portugal, or EDP, the chairman of China Three Gorges, Tao Guangjing, said last week that he continues to look for more acquisition opportunities abroad. Speaking at a news conference in Lisbon, he underlined the government-owned company's ability and willingness to snap up good deals. He said, "If the utility is good and the price is cheap enough, we should have an interest. The financial situation of China Three Gorges is very good." The two companies will combine efforts to become worldwide leaders in renewable energy generation, they said in a joint statement. EDP will lead in Europe, US, Canada, Brazil, and other selected South American markets, and China Three Gorges will lead in Asian markets. The Chinese company will invest 2 billion euros until 2015 for stakes of between 34% and 49% in 1.5 gigawatts of operational and ready-to-build renewable energy generation projects. The partnership also includes a firm funding commitment of up to 2 billion euros by a Chinese financial institution to EDP for a maturity of up to 20 years. The terms of this loan were not made available, although EDP management said in a conference call that the interest rate was well below where we would price ourselves in the market today. The sale of the government stake in the company was part of a crisis bailout package by the European Union and the International Monetary Fund. The Portuguese state still holds 4% of EDP in exchangeable bonds due in 2014. Three Gorges is keen to buy that stake too. The deal also includes an option for the Chinese company to buy shares directly in EDP's renewable energy unit. China Three Gorges has also been making investments in clean energy in its homeland. It acquired a 29.1% stake in Hong Kong-listed renewable energy producer China Power New Energy Development last month for $269 million and became its largest shareholder. Another Chinese company, LDK Solar, offered to buy Germany's Sunways for about $32 million on the first working day of the new year. The latter makes solar inverters, modules and cells. LDK is the wafer supplier to the company. Germany's solar fabric has seen its share price rising on speculation that it may be taken over by Chinese operators shopping in Europe. Consolidation seems to be inevitable for the solar sector, which continues to be under strain with prices plunging along the value chain. Wafer and cell makers are selling below cost. Polysilicon prices have dropped over 60% in 2011. China removed the material from a list of industries that the government has been promoting to foreign investors last week. The aim is to curtail supply in an industry struggling with overcapacity, the National Development and Reform Commission said. Bloomberg New Energy Finance expects wafer and cell prices to rise slightly in 2012 as a wave of bankruptcies reduces supply. Module prices are likely to stabilize in the range of $0.94 to $1.06 per watt. There are some companies following a contrarian strategy, however. Trina Solar, for instance, announced that it would be raising module and cell capacity by more than 26% this year. It will add 500 megawatts of capacity to its 1.9 gigawatts at the end of September. The U.S. International Trade Commission has already ruled that solar imports from China are harming local equipment makers, such as the American offshoot of Germany's SolarWorld, which filed the complaint. Last week, U.S. wind tower companies under the umbrella of the Wind Tower Trade Coalition accused Chinese and Vietnamese companies of using unfair trade practices to capture sales from the U.S. industry. A complaint has been filed with the U.S. International Trade Commission and the Commerce Department. This has been the weekly news review from Bloomberg New Energy Finance. I'm Vandana Gomber, editor, South Asia. If you'd like to find out more about investment in clean energy, please visit our website, www.newenergyfinance.com. I hope you can join us again next week.